people ask me what's more aggressive, croquet or rugby, and I will often say croquet because it's mentally absolutely draining and it's absolutely brutal, and all I want is to get out there and just get that win back and get back on that winning run, because it's horrible to lose. It's mentally a real challenge. Rugby is a physical challenge, but croquet, it's like playing chess with your mind. It's extreme. It's more extreme than you think.
22-year-old Daniel Gott. He loves rugby, but really, really loves croquet. He's currently rising up the world rankings, and he's keen to recruit younger players.
Once one or two are down, it just creates a landslide. I mean, I've brought loads of friends down to play croquet, and they love it, and they always look forward to coming back. But it's so peaceful, it's so tranquil, and then it's, you know, play a game, and it's so brutal and so harsh. It offers everything, and once you go to one tournament, that'll change your mind. You'll have beers with your mates, you'll have tough matches, you'll have highs, you'll have lows, you'll go out for dinner afterwards, you'll go out of a party, and you'll love it.
Later this month, the best young players from across the globe will gather on these lawns in Nottingham for the World Under 21 Golf Croquet Championships, followed by the World Championships in Sussex. Rich Waterman is the newly appointed International Performance Director for the game of association croquet, and he's keen to attract a new demographic.
I think one of the biggest challenges is people's misconceptions to what croquet is. It's got a traditional, posh, upper-class sport that's very genteel and not a lot of fun, whereas actually you see some of the videos that are coming out on YouTube and Facebook, it gives some of the younger people an idea that it's actually a very exciting sport, both from a physical perspective but also from a tactical perspective as well. We stream stuff from Australia, where there's obviously a huge croquet network. We've already had a camera tower built into the ground, and they're going to be live streaming from the World Golf Croquet Championships, and the plan is to do more of that, just to try and get a bit of a buzz out there and get people interested that way.
It's lunchtime in the clubhouse of Nottingham Croquet Club. Today it's the East Midlands Championships. There are players from across the country taking part, and I'm walking down the tables here. I can see someone wearing an England shirt and also a gentleman wearing a Great Britain top. These are serious players.
My name is Paddy Chapman. I'm from New Zealand. I'm the current croquet world champion.
I hesitate to say this sitting next to you, but croquet here has this image of slightly comical game.
I totally agree that there's two different images to croquet. There's the serious sport that we play here, association croquet or golf croquet. There's also the image of Alice in Wonderland hitting a flamingo onto a hedgehog into the bushes, which is the image we've been trying to shake off for 100 years or so. But back in New Zealand, it's a very popular sport. There's quite a lot of young kids playing, teenagers and early 20s, and there's hundreds of croquet clubs around New Zealand. So everywhere you go in New Zealand, you'll find a croquet club.
I'm going to hit it hard on the yellow. Ooh. Yes!
So close. My name is Beatrice McGlenn, and I'm chairman of Nottingham Croquet Club. One of the things that Nottingham is really trying to do at the moment is to increase the diversity of the people who play croquet. A couple of initiatives that we've taken part in already is one, to engage with the local primary schools, and we've had sessions in school where we've taught nearly 400 children, and then we're currently running an after school club. And then the other thing that we're trying is to reach out a bit to the ethnic minorities in Nottingham. So last year we went to the Pakistan Forum's Independence Day celebrations and took some balls and hoops and showed them what croquet was all about.
Yeah! Right, yellow. Elizabeth, your choice is now.
My name is Umar and I'm 10 years old. I think croquet is not a bad game. You have to concentrate and exactly when you come to hit the ball, because like if you hit it a bit hard, it might go far away than you want it, and you have to like really know how you're gonna hit it. And it's a bit difficult, but you get to learn it. And I might continue playing it until I get an old person.
And there are people at this club who play for their countries. Would you like to do that one day?
Yeah, really. Very much.